We have Meg Poole. Meg, I was kind of stretching here until we got you. But now that we have you, I hope I articulated what's going to be happening. I was just telling our audience, wouldn't it be fascinating to be a part of that group on July 31st, 1871, to be the first group of people to actually basically start the city?
Oh, I know. It would have been so interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, tell me about that and what's going to be going on for this tour around Colorado Springs that's going to begin Saturday, April 17th.
Yes, we're super excited. So this is part of that sesquicentennial celebration, 150 years since we became a city. What we're doing is we're walking about 8 blocks from the museum down to Acacia Park, and we're looking at how these spaces are containers of memories. So we're going to see some historic buildings and tell stories, right? For instance, the Exchange National Bank, that's still standing, Hibbard, the Alamo Hotel. But then there's these fabulous buildings like the Burns Theater that was torn down. It's no longer there, but we can still tell these stories. These landscapes still possess those memories. So we'll take folks along and stop at about 8 different places. We have photos we can show you so you can get sort of the historic feel and really just explore the past 150 years of history.
I absolutely love looking at the old pictures of, let's say, Tejon Street or Bijou, or, you know, just all the old pictures of what it used to look like back then, and then look at those same buildings that are still standing, many of them still standing, and how they look today as opposed to what they looked like last, you know, back in the day. I mean, that has always been fascinating to me, and I hope a lot of people take advantage of this. So the first one's coming up on Saturday, this Saturday, is that right?
Yes, and I think we still have okay. 2 spots, so hop on there if you want to make a reservation. But then beyond that, it'll be every other Saturday moving forward.
So people, if they're history buffs like me, how do they get tickets and how can they get more information?
Yeah, no problem. So if you go to our website, which is just very simple, cspm.org, that stands for Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum.org. And then if you go to our plan your visit, see upcoming events, there's a calendar, and you can go through the calendar and click on the specific tour you're interested in, and that's where you can register in advance to make sure you secure your spot.
Little did that small group of people realize what the city would become after they decided to drive that first stake into the ground. I mean, can you imagine what they had envisioned and what it actually became? That's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that's a lot of what we cover on the tour is, you know, what really has changed over the past 150 years. And have we fulfilled General William Jackson Palmer's vision for what this city could be? Everything from parks to businesses to access to, you know, outdoor experiences, you name it. So have we fulfilled his vision? And what does the next 150 years hold for us?
Final question, what time does the tour start and what time can people realize that it would be over?
Yeah, so the tours start at 10 a.m. and they last about an hour and a half. So we'll get to Acacia Park at about 11:30, just in time for you to go and have some lunch downtown.
Well, I am definitely taking advantage of it, probably not this weekend, but I'm definitely going to do that. I love history. And I was born here in Colorado Springs, so I'm really looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Meg, for joining us a little bit late, but better late than never. But we appreciate your time as always, and we'll look forward to visiting with you about the next great thing happening at the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum.
Thank you so much. We always enjoy popping on here.